Welcome one and all to yet another edition of the Dining at Disney podcast. Don't forget, our show is brought to you by our friends at Shure. Check out the Shure MB7 podcast microphone bundle. It'll make you sound like $1 million. Paired with their Shure Plus Motive app, you can control your vocal tone. You can plug in using your USB or XLR outputs so that you can run it into your laptop, your mobile device, or even your audio interface. Sound great. Check out the show notes for the link for Shure.com. That is the MB7 podcast microphone at Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com. Also, Gator Frameworks is your hookup for stands and accessories for podcasters, content creators, music, lighting, AV equipment, and so much more. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com. Let them know that the Dining at Disney podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I'm Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, and content creator, joined by...
And I am Kat, experiential producer, film historian, Order 66 survivor. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
So today we are going to be talking about the foodie guide for the Disney 100 celebration. And we've got the foodie guide for Disneyland. So everything that you can sink your teeth into and enjoy.
Wow. Plus, you've got another Disney travel deal to talk about as well.
Yes. Before we get into those, though, we should talk about the over at Hollywood Studios. They have announced the dates for the seasonal dining that takes place at Hollywood and Vine. Because as many of you know, they do everything seasonally and the costumes change and everything. Mm-hmm. So the springtime dining is going to be March 16th through May 24th. And then the summertime dining is going to be May 25th is when that's going to start. But we don't yet when that's going to end in the fall. And I'm sure that's going to have something to do with when Food and Wine starts.
Halloween.
Exactly. When do they decide they're gonna roll, how early we rolling that out this year? Mm-hmm. So I think that's gonna be up.
I think that's one of my favorite places we did for character dining in this past trip,
just because of the characters
and the costumes.
Yeah,
always so much fun with those seasonal costumes anyway.
Yeah.
So over at Epcot, we have found there are new additions coming to the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, which will begin on March 1st, going through July 5th. So Kat, do you want to talk about some of the new exciting things that are coming?
Of course I do. This is my favorite festival, you guys. I just wanted to put that out there. I love it so much. Topiaries of Mirabelle, Antonio, Isabella, and Luisa from Disney's Encanto will make a grand appearance. Of course, we don't talk about Bruno. then, of course, Princess of all of Walt Disney World and Disneyland right now, Tiana, is getting her own topiary at the American Adventure. And I'm really excited about that. I love Tiana. I can't wait. And, of course, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Captain Hook, TikTok Croc, Figment, Anna, Elsa, the Lion King. Everybody's going to be back for those topiaries. So you just have to make your way around the pavilion and the pole park, really, to see them. And they're going to be great. And Garden Rocks concert series is coming back at American Gardens Theater.
Hey.
So fans of Joey Fatone, get ready. And
I'll start keeping an eye out for looking for some of the bands that may be showing up.
Yes. 15 outdoor kitchens, more than 15 outdoor kitchens. Of course, the best Violet Lemonade is coming back, of course.
I love that.
Yes, it's the best. So that's, well, I'm sure we'll talk to you about that soon, about that foodie guide.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Spike's probably coming out sooner than later.
For sure. Spike's Pollen Nation Exploration, where you can find the little Spike the Bees all over the, I think it's everywhere, isn't it? Is it just a world showcase or is it all over the place now? I think it's all over.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've done that scavenger hunt.
Well, I'm going to say they're all over, and if it's wrong, you know, I don't care. also, I'm a sucker for some Orange Bird merchandise, so there'll be lots of that to have. And it doesn't say here, but I assume we're going to get some beautiful new corksicles from Corksicle.
Yeah.
And also Blossoms of Fragrance presented by Scentsy. So you can see them butterflies, the butterfly topiaries. There's so many things to do during Flower and Garden besides eat, but eating is the best part. So
I do like the idea of this Blossoms of Fragrance.
Yeah. The butterfly garden is always the best.
I enjoy
it. I love it.
It's very cute.
Very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is cool how you can see them in their different stages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just get a sense of just calm when I go in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really great.
You wouldn't know it if you're watching this podcast via video because I look like a troll who's about to ask a riddle. But when I go to Florida, usually when I leave my apartment, I usually always have a flower in my hair. So when I go to the butterfly garden, I always get butterflies landing on my fake flower. And then they're like, what the heck is this? Get away from me, fake flower.
Yeah.
So for that 1 second, I feel really special.
You're like a Disney princess.
We'll have to spray it with something so it smells like a flower for the butterflies. Right?
And then they're like, still, this is not real. I can't believe it's not pollen.
Yeah, for real. What is this plastic nonsense?
Exactly. Oh, it's all good. I like it. I like it.
Okay. Well,
we have a travel deal to talk about before we get into this.
Oh, okay. Travel deal.
Right. So, you know, the good news about being a Disney Visa card member is the fact that you occasionally, more oftentimes than not, will get an awesome travel deal. And Kristen is the one to hook you up. Disney Visa card members, listen up. Kristen?
Right now, you can save up to 30% on select stays at Disneyland Resort Hotels. This is available most Sunday to Thursday nights, now through March 9th. The 30% off applies to Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, as well as Disneyland Hotel. It's 20% if you want to stay at Paradise Pier. And again, you can book that now and through March 6th. Travel must be complete by March 10th.
All right. Where can people email you to save time, money, and take advantage of this Disney Visa card members deal?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. The next piece of business on the agenda is our foodie guide.
Foodie guide, foodie guide.
Break it down, Kristen.
Let's get into it.
Okay. So we've got Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure that we're going to be talking about. To kick it off, over at Disneyland Park, Alien Pizza Planet is going to have a lemon tea cake, lemon curd, lemon zest glaze, and a fresh slice of lemon.
Ooh.
Over at Blue Bayou, you can enjoy the celebration cake. It's a pecan brownie, chocolate truffle mousse, red berries, and milk chocolate mousse glazed with a chocolate ganache and topped with a star. That won't be available until January 27th. Also, they're going to have the Disney 100 Blue Bayou Champagne glass. Available per glass or in a set, limit 2 per person per transaction. Okay. That will be coming soon. Al John, do you want to talk about the Candy Palace?
Of course. Over there, Candy Palace and the Candy Kitchen and Pooh Corner. All right. You're going to have the Mini Apple, which is new, and the Mini Cake Pop. And both of them are, of course, and I say mini, I'm alluding to Minnie Mouse. So you're going to have those kind of like the candied purple along, you know, dots along with the silver confectionery, whatever they put on there. On the
glitter,
edible
shimmer,
sure, yeah, all that for the caramel apple, and then the little mini cake pop. Both of them have the little candied bows on it. So imagine, if you will, how cool that looks. Also, the Galactic Grill will have the platinum trifle, which I love a good trifle. Layers of chocolate cookie crumbles, cheesecake, cherry compote, chocolate cookie mousse, and creme fraiche chantilly with crunch pearls and chocolate piece. That is new, of course. These are all new. And then you have the old-fashioned cream soda, which I dig a lot. Sprite, cherry, blue cotton candy gourmet syrup served frozen and topped with a whipped cream and pixie dust. Glow Cube also available for that one. I suggest you get it. And then as we move forward, Hungry Bear Restaurant has got the potato and cheddar cheeseburger that looks yum. I'm a big cheeseburger fan. You get the 3rd pound Angus chuck patty, green chili, bacon cheddar sauce with a crispy potato blank planks on the brioche bun. So it looks like it's sandwiched.
I think I would like that with the potatoes on the side.
Sure, right?
I don't know about eating. I don't know. Potato with my burger separately, but not together.
It's different. And let me say that when you have 2 hash browns engulfing a 3rd pound Angus chuck patty plus a side of fries, you are potatoed to death.
I mean, that's a lot of carbs. You've got your 2 pieces of bread, your 2 things of
potatoes,
and then your side of more potatoes.
You know what? This potato needs more potatoes.
Then you also have the lemon chiffon pie, classic lemon chiffon pie with graham cracker crust topped with vanilla chantilly cream. That looks very good. Kat, what do we have up next?
Over at Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, you can get the platinum trifle.
Unmute yourself.
Oh, it's just me. I muted you, Kat.
I'm not muted.
I'm not. I muted you by accident. I'm sorry. My bad.
Shame on you.
Sorry.
The one time it wasn't me.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, again, Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe will be featuring the Platinum Trifle. Layers of chocolate cookie crumbles, cheesecake, cherry compote, everything that Al John said before. They will also have that lemon tea cake and their separate item that no one else will have as of now is the Mr. Banks shortbread tart. It's caramel and chocolate ganache in a shortbread tart, purple colored white chocolate mousse, sea salt, edible silver stars, and silver crunch pearls. Over at Refreshment Corner.
These look so good.
I know, right? Although one of these is something that you probably wouldn't like.
It looks
the violet pretzel, cream cheese filled pretzel drizzled with salted vanilla cream and lavender sugar, and sparkling grape Sprite with grape syrup topped with a candy strip.
I want it to be the drink to be purple, just not grape flavored.
That's fair. I get it. Like blackberry or
yes,
that would be good. Over at the Town Square Churro Cart and the Tomorrowland Churro Cart, you can get the Disney 100 Churro. It's rolled in cherry sugar, drizzled with white icing, and topped with purple and silver pearls.
Beautiful.
Oh, my
God. I'm loving all the purple.
Purple's it. Pantone said the color of the year was magenta. Disney says the color of the year is purple. I'm in heaven. It's going to be great. I'm just going to run through these really fast, I guess, because there's a lot of things. But at various locations throughout the park, you'll be able to get the Disney 100 Thermo Tumbler, the Disney 100 Travel Tumbler with Lanyard, and the Disney 100 Mickey Mouse Sipper. You can get those at some of the following locations: Bengal Barbecue, Edelweiss Snacks, French Market Restaurant, Galactic Grill, Harbor Galley, Hungry Bear, It's a Small World Lemonade Cart, Jolly Holiday, Plaza Inn, Rancho del Zocalo, Red Rose Tavern, Refreshment Corner, Stage Door, The Golden Horseshoe, The Royal Street Veranda, Ship to Shore, Troubadour Tavern.
I've named every
single restaurant in the park now. So if you're looking for one of those things, you can get them in many, many places. I'm sure those ones are not going to sell out anytime soon.
I don't think so.
No.
I want the next one. The 100 Poison Apple Mug.
Yeah.
It will be available starting January 27th at Casey's Junior Churro Cart. It is beautiful. It is a purple apple with silver dripped all over it. Beautiful. I love it.
I literally just said this to her like yesterday when we were talking about ADRs for our trip in March. I wonder why they didn't have a melting apple, a poison apple cup this Halloween. This is why.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is why.
Worth the wait.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's the same mold as their previous sipper. So
their mug or sippers,
yes. So I'm hoping all this stuff comes to Walt Disney World.
Anyway. I'm sure it will.
Yeah,
I want this one. Also, a Disney 100 Magic Key refillable popcorn bucket. You'll be able to get that at the carts near Sleeping Beauty Castle. It's a Small World, Fantasyland, Frontierland, New Orleans Square, Tomorrowland, and Town Square.
Is that what Bubba showed it to us last week, like very, very briefly?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's another purple thing, which is great.
Yeah.
And here's another purple thing for us, Kat. It's the Disney 100 Star Glow Cube.
Yes.
Available soon, coming to a restaurant near you.
Yes. Also, the Disney 100 Mickey Mouse Straw Clip.
So I love this thing.
And that one's, both of these are coming soon, and the locations include Bengal Barbecue, Harbor Galley, Hungry Bear, Galactic Grill, Mint Julep Cart or Bar, sorry, Rancho del Zocalo, Red Rose Tavern, and Refreshment Corner.
I love this straw clip. It looks like a little Christmas ornament.
It's so cute.
Really, really neat.
His little balloon.
Yes.
There's also coming a Disney 100 Cinderella Premium Bucket that you'll be able to get at Fantasyland Theater and the popcorn carts near Sleeping Beauty Castle. It's a Small World as well as Town Square.
Is there not a picture of it?
I know. I want to go quickly. I just want to book a trip.
Okay, Aljon, you want to talk about Disney California Adventure?
Well, sure. Over there at DCA's Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, they've got the French onion dip pizza, which is mozzarella, gruyere, caramelized onion, and sliced roast beef served with a side of au jus. Ooh, that looks interesting. They also have that lemon chiffon pie that I talked about earlier. Then at Bing Bong's Sweet Stuff and Trolley Treats, you've got the mini apple and mini cake pop as well, which we talked about earlier. Then at Clarabelle's hand scooped ice cream, you've got the Snickers sundae, butter pecan ice cream topped with chocolate shell, caramel sauce, whipped cream, chopped peanuts, and Snickers pieces served in a waffle cup, which is new. You've got the Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical Cafe. You've got the platinum trifle that we talked about earlier. Lastly, at Flo's V8 Cafe, lemon chiffon pie that we also mentioned earlier, that graham cracker crust that looks so good. And Kat, you want to take the Hollywood Lounge?
Yeah, I do. Hollywood Lounge will feature two new drinks, the Platinum Blue, which is rum, blue curacao, dole pineapple, and sour mix, And again, with the old fashioned cream soda, I would like to know exactly what part of this is old fashioned. Just personally, it has Sprite Cherry, Blue Cotton Candy, Gourmet Syrup, Surf Frozen, and top of whipped cream and purple pixie dust. We talked about it a little while ago when I was a little confused then. I'm more confused now.
Yeah, there's nothing old fashioned about this cream soda.
No, like no.
A modern cream soda.
Yeah, it's very modern. It sounds delicious. I know you like cotton candy things, Kristen.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's going to be very good. I just, why is it old fashioned?
I don't know.
Just using the name cream soda.
Yeah. It's very, I don't know, whatever. I'm sure it's delicious. No hate, just a lot of questions. At Lamplight Lounge, Boardwalk Dining and Lamplight Lounge, the Disney 100 cocktail, Empress Gin, pea flower, honey, lavender, and lemon juice. Garnish with an edible flower. That one is also very purple. It looks delicious.
I want it.
Refreshing.
Yes. At Magic Key Terrace, we'll have a celebration cake, which is pecan brownie, chocolate truffle mousse, red berries, and milk chocolate mousse glazed with chocolate ganache and topped with a star. And Pacific Wharf Cappuccino Car will also have that lovely looking lemon tea cake.
Nice.
Kristen?
Over at Pacific Wharf Cafe, beginning January 27th, they will have the Platinum Trifle that we talked about earlier. If you head over to Schmoozy's beginning January 27th as well, they will have the Steamboat Willie Shake, cookies and cream shake with whipped topping and chocolate cream filled cookie ears. So that's pretty great. Much it has Oreo ears.
It has the patina, yes. Of the old signature Steamboat Willie, which is nice.
It's so cute.
It is.
Over at Sonoma Terrace, you can get the Prickly Paloma. It is tequila, prickly pear, and grapefruit ginger beer.
I want this.
Uh-huh.
I want that.
Good. The old-fashioned cream soda can also be found at Studio Catering Company. And then Grizzly Peak Churro and Hollywood Churro and Goofy's Churro beginning the 27th. The Disney 100 Churro that we talked about earlier that has the cherry sugar drizzled with the white icing. Yeah.
I love that.
Al John, you want to talk about the Disney 100 Thermo Tumbler?
So this thermo tumbler is going to be available at the Corndog Castle, Pacific Wharf Cappuccino Cart, Paradise Garden Grill, Pixar Pier Chiller Cart, Studio Catering Company. And this 100 tumbler with lanyard, mind you, it matches, looks great. It's purple and it has the gray top and also the matching lanyard with Mickey and Minnie Mouse dressed in their 100 Years of Wonder gear. Of course, it's made as a comic strip character. So
black and white.
Black and white, but it's not pie-eyed Mickey. It's kind of a interesting take on Mickey and Minnie Mouse that I have not seen from Yellow Shoes Creative before, but that's okay. It's different. They clearly know what they're doing. I am just a fan. And then you'll also get that tumbler in various places as well over at DCA, including Lucky Fortune Cookery, Pacific Wharf, all the Smoke Jumpers, all the other places we've mentioned before. And then the Disney 100 Mickey Mouse Sipper.
That is so cute.
Which is the bomb, y'all, available at so many different places over there at DCA. And I would definitely suggest you pick it up because it is Mickey Mouse in his 100th anniversary gear. He's got the silver shoes. He's got the silver buttons on his purple shorts. He's wearing a bow tie, it looks like. So it's a really nice.
It's very metallic.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it. This
except
is.
Except for his head.
Right. So it's Mickey dressed up in his 100th anniversary gear. And it looks really good, y'all. It's a great color. I think this is that and the mouse, what is it? The straw holder, I think, is my favorite stuff. And the cookie or the popcorn buckets.
I will say that the purple for the 100 years. I'm loving it. Mickey chose a great color to wear.
It's a nice royal purple I like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it today because I can't not do it. But there is an Instagram account. If you don't follow them, they're called Magic by Muses. Raina and Sydney and their adorable mother, who I got to meet on Dapper Day this year, this past November. They're wonderful. But if those three do not make outfits inspired by this silver and purple Mickey, I'm going to quit going to Disneyland. I cannot wait to see what they make inspired by this, because their outfits are incredible. They always make the best outfits for these. Their outfits for the 60th at Disneyland with the polka dots.
Yeah.
Incredible. So I can't wait to see what they do. Because nice. This outfit is it's too cute.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. Oh, so a couple other things. Disney 100 Platinum Mickey Mouse Balloon Bucket. Available at the popcorn carts at Buena Vista Street.
I wonder what Peak color that Pixar is. Pier. Purple. Is it purple?
I have no idea. I just assume it's like shiny purple.
I hope it's shiny purple.
Like chromey purple. That would be amazing.
Ooh. If it is shiny purple, I want one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay. I'll be there on the 29th. So keep your cell phone on.
So Disney 100 plays an Apple mug. What we told you as well over there earlier, Kristen and Kat drooling over that mug. And honestly, it's legit.
Mortimer's Market.
I was over there at Mortimer's Market. And then you also have the Magic Key refillable bucket, which is customized for the 100th. That's available at the popcorn carts over there at Buena Vista Street, Grizzly Peak, and Pixar Pier. And then the Disney 100 Star Glow Cube, coming soon to Award Wieners, Boardwalk, Corn Dog Castle, Kachina, Cucamonga, Hollywood Lounge, Pacific Wharf, Smoke Jumpers, and Sonoma Trace. Same can be said for the Mickey Mouse Straw Clip, available at multiple areas there at DCA. Kat will take you to the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Over at the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa at GCH Craftsman Grill, you can get Walt's Chili Bread Bowl. At the Holiday Cart there in the lobby, you can get a Disney 100 Rice Krispie Treat.
I don't want to eat it. It looks so good.
I don't either. It's so cute. I
must say, with the bread bowls, I always feel that it should be a bread bowl with chili, because really, it's not really about the chili. It's all about the bread, because there's like a ratio of like 5 bread to like 1 part chili or whatever.
That's fair. I can eat the chili. I can't eat the bread. So what else? At the Disneyland Hotel Coffee House, you can get that Disney 100 Mickey Mouse Sipper. At the... There's only 2 available at various Disneyland resort hotels. Okay, whatever. The Disney 100 Traveler Tumbler with Lanyard at the Coffee House at Disneyland Hotel and the Craftsman Grill at the GCH. At Downtown Disney, at Catal, you can get an Uva. You can get the Lavender Honor. It's gin, plum liqueur, yuzu, and kava. Sign me up for that.
Me too.
Yeah. While we're talking about this, are Catal and Uva Bar not closing anymore?
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I thought, hey. or maybe they've pushed back the closing of those bars, perhaps.
I guess. I
hadn't heard of anything, but yes, when we talked about it in the last foodie guide, I was kind of shocked that those places were still
being mentioned.
Yeah. Guide.
I'm not mad about it. I love both of those restaurants, and this drink I would definitely try. I just, every time we see new things coming from them, I'm like, okay, I guess, whatever.
Sure.
At Naples Ristorante Bar, they will have a Enchanted Centuria Martini, which is Blanco Tequila, chilled espresso, Irish cream, and vanilla syrup, topped with an edible flower. And at Marceline's Confectionery, you can get the mini apple and the mini cake pop. Kristen?
At Tortilla Joe's, beginning the 27th, you can get the Tres Leches cake. It's fresh berries, Tres Leches sauce, and snow white chocolate confetti. There's also the Burgundy Celebration, Tequila Blanco, Organic Margarita Mix, and Cabernet Wine. Interesting. The Last Petal, Tequila Blanco, Rose Syrup, Fresh Lime, Sparkling Water, Smoke Top, and garnished with an edible flower.
Nice. Look at that.
Interesting.
Look at that.
Wow.
Those sound good.
I think we've done it. Can you believe it?
This 100 years.
100 years.
Crazy. I want one of everything, please. Thank you.
I think it's cool.
I agree with that.
I like it. So, we're wrapping up the show. And before we get moving, I just wanted to let everybody know, just really quick, that we made an announcement on our sister show, The Disney List, that we're going to be winding down production of The Disney List podcast after how many years, Kristen?
13.
13 years. Formerly The Disney List.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah, 13. After that many years, we're going to be winding down production of that. But we should be having some interesting content come from The Disney List, so be on the lookout for that in the near future. It's only morphing like a butterfly, just like we talked about earlier. So
congratulations, you guys. Like 13 years, that's incredible.
Thanks. I think we owe it, a lot of it, to the fact that we have awesome listeners. Otherwise, why would we be so crazy to do so many different shows over the course of the years? I mean, it's just, we do it for the peeps. That's what we do. We're doing it for the peeps. They say that.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound right.
We do it for the marshmallow. We do it for the marshmallow peeps. Okay. I don't know why I just said that. Anyway.
Well, of course. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting the show. You can do so on Anchor, or you can shop our links. We have Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. Al John, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Of course. First of all, you can check me out there on socials, just me personally. Al John Rocks on the Instagrams. You can also check out all of our social media links, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and then once again, just be sure to give us a like, share, and subscribe, because we definitely need the feedback. Feed that algorithm, if you would, please. If you love this show, you'll love our other podcasts. Check out Cat and Eat the Pictures. She recently did a show featuring Titanic. It's trending. I love that. It's trending. Thank you, James Cameron, for helping trend Eat the Pictures. Also, you can check out our sister show, The Disney List, who I mentioned is going to be morphing into a butterfly. So be on the lookout for our final podcast taking place at the end of the month. Thank you to Sorcerer Radio. You can also check out the other sister show, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Dave Bossert, former Disney Imagineer, creative consultant, filmmaker, and award-winning author. Gosh, he wears so many hats. All right, Kat.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe. CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free. She will send you on the vacation of your life. Until next time, I have been Kat. That has been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Bye.